Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'm Glovina Williams, and I'm happy that you have joined me. And I want to also welcome our first-time listeners. I'm so happy that you have joined us today. And I want to again welcome all of our faithful listeners to the Dr. Glovina Show. And today in this podcast, I often say day, afternoon, morning, wherever you are in the world, we want to talk a bit about another dimension. You know, when we think about a dimension, it goes further than just the casual statement of I'm going to a new level. I'm at a new level. When we talk about a dimension, we think about a depth. Have you ever heard someone say that was a deep statement, or you're really deep, or I want to go deeper. I'm going to come out of the shallow area and come into a deeper area. So I want to say to you today that there is another dimension. And the dimension that I want to talk about in this podcast is the dimension of the fourth. The fourth dimension. Because the dimension is, you know, like the third dimension, a height, a depth, a width, a breath. But my beloveds, when we get into the fourth dimension, I'm not an expert on this. This is by no means am I an expert on this. I'm just having a conversation with you about another dimension. When we get into the fourth dimension, my understanding is that we can put a spatial time on it. We can locate the specific area or the specific point where we want to be. And I bring this to the surface today because fasting is another dimension. Fasting. And fasting simply is a tool, and I add, along with prayer, that has transformative power. This can reattach us. What I mean by reattach, let's say it another way, and I said this yesterday. I'm not going to use the term reattach. I'm going to say tighten. Tighten in this context. If you were tightening the bolt on something and you said, I'm going to leave it a little loose so it won't be so hard to unloose, then you would tighten it, but not all the way. So there's still a little room, a little wiggle room there, as we call it. So what I'm saying is that let's, as we fast and as we pray, we tighten up our relationship with God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And fasting also helps us not only to attach, but it helps us to detach from the cares of the world as well as the fears that we are harboring in our mind and in our thoughts. Fasting, another dimension. It can help us. It can help us in so many areas, and we're going to look at some of those areas very briefly during our episode today. You know, fasting is a spiritual discipline. It is. It is a spiritual discipline, and we are coming from the spiritual context regarding fasting. It is denying ourselves from food. But what we do, my opinion, is that we begin to fast on the word. You know, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We begin to fast on the word, and our faith through fasting can be enhanced. Our faith through fasting can be enhanced. So it's an abstinence from food. Now, there's other fasting as well. I mean, some people fast from social media, fast from other things. But specifically, I'm looking at, in this podcast, the other dimension of fasting, and we're abstaining from food. In the book of Matthew, in the Holy Word of God, Matthew 4, chapter 1, and you can read through 1 through 11, but in 4:1, it says that Jesus was led, by God to fast. He was led by God. And then it later said that he was then tempted by the devil. He was led into the wilderness. He was led into a zone of transformation. Your wilderness experience is a zone of transformation. Your wilderness experience can also become an area where you can experience the fourth dimension. Because you're going to a new height, a depth, a width, a breadth, the whole dimension. But then when you get to the fourth dimension, you're able to put a time on it. It was when I went through that wilderness experience that I began to grow. During that wilderness experience, my body suffered a dis-ease. But within that wilderness experience, I found myself headed to a new place of healing. Yeah. Jesus was led into the wilderness, and he was tempted by the devil, according to Matthew 4, verse 1. Moses also fasted. And as believers, as people that believe in God, people that are spiritual, people that want to reach various dimensions in their life, and they want to be able, I'm going to say it like this, they want to be able to put a milestone on it. They want to be able to put a stone there and say, it was when I was going through this, at this particular time, or this particular place, or this particular phase of my life, something miraculous happened. There was a transformation. In other words, there was a reset. There was a reset. Fasting gives us an opportunity to pause, to be reset. A pause to be redirected. A pause to pivot. Fasting gives us an opportunity to take our eyes off the things of this world and focus our eyes on the intersection of heaven and earth. It gives us an opportunity to pause and listen, begin to turn to God. I mentioned, again, I say yesterday, because during this time, it will even give us an opportunity to re-examine our culture. It'll give us an opportunity to revive our culture. It gives us an opportunity to be still and to think and to really examine where we are, what do we hold valuable, what are our morals, and what is it that we need to do to get back on track. Fasting. It helps us to focus on what is important, which is God, so that we can get directions and instruction on which way to go. And let's face it, we are living in times of turmoil, but fasting can help to center us. I'm talking about another dimension. Center us, and even in the midst of a storm, when we come out of the storm, we can be in that fourth dimension and say, it was when I was in that storm that I learned how to maneuver during tumultuous times. When I was in the storm, I became a better driver of life. When I was in the storm, I was able to clear the window better, look straight, and get focused. Fasting, another dimension. It gives us breakthroughs, and not breakthroughs that equal pride. Yeah, I did this, or I did, or I'm fasting. In other words, not a braggadocious type of breakthrough. The breakthrough is that I'm coming into a new dimension. I'm abstaining from food. Remember, I'm just basically talking about fasting from food. And I'm turning to God. I'm beginning to bring things together more properly. I'm fasting and I'm praying. Fasting and prayer go together. I'll say it again. Fasting and prayer go together. It's a necessity. It is. We're not talking about dieting right now. We're talking about fasting. Fasting, another dimension. Making a pathway. Fasting can Jedi us in some areas. I mean, put us on like a Jedi speed. Another dimension of, hey, when this is over, remember I said this fourth dimension gives us an opportunity to pinpoint a period, a time, a spatial experience. Fasting actually gives us a pathway to urgency, like an express lane, like an HOV lane, high occupancy vehicle lanes, where we're able perhaps to go faster and avoid some of the traffic jams of life. I'm talking about fasting. Even though when we are fasting sometimes, it feels like we're at a slower pace, right? Oh, how long is this going to last? I'm keeping it real, right? And then at this point, but once we are in that fasting, and I will add this, the longer you fast, the lesser the desire for food. You get stronger. But when we are fasting, we get on a pathway to urgency. Things happen faster. It may not look like it's happening faster, but it's happening faster because you're on a pathway, you're on a road of urgency. Because why? When we're fasting and praying, we are meeting God. Yeah. And we begin to eat the word when we get hungry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you get physically hungry, if you will grab your device or your Bible, something that will uplift you and sustain you. This is sustainable food. And if you begin to read the Word of God, you'll begin to be fed and nourished. Because the hunger pains when we're fasting, another dimension now, let it be a reminder that I'm hungry for God. I'm hungry for the spiritual things. My body may be saying, you're hungry for this type of food or that type or any type of food. Any of you that have fasted, you know, some of the things that you may not even like seems appealing when you're fasting. But you're hungry. This is a sign. I'm hungry. So redirect in this dimension. redirect your energy, your thoughts, your actions to the Word of God. The more you fast, the more time in prayer, because you're tearing down barriers. You're receiving breakthroughs, breakthroughs without the element of pride. It's destroying, not breaking, it's destroying the chains that may be holding you. Fasting brings us out of psychological prisons. It destroys those things that are holding us back and preventing us from moving forward. Fasting will connect us to God. It'll plug us in a sense. Fasting, listen, wow, it actually humbles us as well. It lets us know how we really do need God and how we need to shift our focus to depend upon Him. You know, and here's some practical things. When we're fasting, set a schedule. I'm talking about a fourth dimension, something you can put a time frame, a spatial element within it. During this time, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You can set some time frames, you know, an hour at a time, an hour of reading, an hour of listening, an hour of praying, or intermingled together, 15 minutes here, the next 15 minutes doing this. Also, I want to explain this. Here's another practical thing. This is a great time to begin to reorganize, listen, our closets. Oh my God, I know you thought it was going to be deep. It's a good time to organize our closets, organize our kitchen drawers, our bedroom drawers, organize in our clothes, going through things that we may want to recycle and pass our treasures on to someone else. Yeah, practical things that we can do. Fasting, another dimension, my beloveds, which connects us. It takes us to a deeper level. Fasting can bring us out of the shallow into the deep. When we're fasting, there was a commercial that was out of, I'd say a few years ago, but remember it would say, can you hear me now? Maybe there are some prayers that you believe have not been answered. Maybe there's something that you've attempted one time, unsuccessful. Second time, I feel like I failed. Third time, I can't seem to hit the nail on the head. Can you hear me, God? Are you listening to me? Are you seeing where I am right now? Fasting has a way of bringing us into that direct communication on that path of urgency where we have now the fourth dimension, the space, the time to say, it was when I fasted when I received the answer or the solution, or I moved in the correct direction, or I was able to let something go that was not benefiting me. We are talking about another dimension today. My goodness. Morning prayer. This is a time when, and we're still talking about fasting, but in your prayer time during fasting, the morning time is when you can really thank God for the day. Begin your me time by reading or studying something in particular. You know, the morning prayer is like your invocation, invoking, inviting the Holy Spirit to just invade, to just impact your life, your home, and your affairs. Your morning prayer, receiving God's vision for the day. With your journal, your electronic device, however you do your to-do list, begin to write out the vision for the day. I know I'm giving you a lot, but there are particular things that we're talking about in this podcast, another dimension about fasting, that you're finding a missing key, just a missing point, something that you just needed to just put right. This may be the missing piece to the puzzle. Maybe one thing. This morning prayer during fasting gives you an opportunity to latch on to the power of God to do God's will. And then just say just around noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the midday. Yeah. Return to prayer. Now, you can pray throughout those other times, but remember, part of this is that we can schedule another dimension, a time, a spatial element. It was in that noon prayer during my fast, when I returned to prayer, when I returned to the Word, or when I took a short prayer walk. You can walk and pray, yes. When I began to write down what I felt, it was in that noon prayer that I heard God saying to me, the noon prayer, yes. And then the evening prayer, I'm alone with God. I'm fasting, I'm abstaining from food, and I'm alone with God. I'm seeking God. I'm praying for my community. I've heard the news, I've heard the local chit-chat that's going on, and now I'm praying for those concerns. I'm praying for my family, I'm praying for my city, I'm praying for my household of faith, I'm praying for the spiritual leaders, I'm praying for the political leaders, I am praying for my community, I'm praying for those that are in law enforcement, first responders, firemen, doctors, nurses, mental health experts. I'm praying now. I'm in my evening prayer, and I'm fasting, and I'm praying. Listen, don't forget, you're on the path of urgency. I'm praying for my state. I'm praying for the Department of Defense, those that are serving in the military, my family. I'm at the evening prayer. And I'm praying for my needs as well. Fasting and praying, they go together. Praying is simply communicating with God. But remember, communication is at least two ways. So as we're communicating, as we're talking, as we're speaking, as we're making a sound to God, we're also receiving directions and instructions. Yes, fasting. Yeah. Wow. And there is a fast. You know, there is a fast that, you know, I believe it's called the Daniel fast. Mm-hmm. It's the Daniel fast. And basically, it's fruit and vegetables. Of course, you know, water, of course. You're going to always hydrate yourself. But this type of fast, basically, you're eliminating meat. I'm speaking 21st century Daniel fast, okay? But you can do a little bit more research. And in the book of Daniel, you can read more about it, I believe, in chapter 10. But, you know, Daniel was captured, and he was going to be ordered to eat all the delicacies of the king of Babylon, but Daniel said, no, I'm going to fast. So this is the fast that he chose. Maybe he didn't want to eat the food because it wasn't kosher. I don't know. But he was in like a 3-year training program, but he began to fast. That fast is where you, my beloveds, we basically eliminate meat as fruits and vegetables. And then there's, you know, sometimes we can do a partial fast. Just say, I'm going to fast for 3 days. I'm going to fast from, say, 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening. I'm going to abstain from food. And then I'm going to eat a hearty meal after that. And that could include meat, just a hearty meal. You know, the standard American diet. I don't mean the fast food standard American diet. I mean the diet of, you know, vegetables, meat, and a starch, something along that nature. So it takes us to that other dimension because we give it a time frame. There's even a liquid fast, no solid food. No solid food. Yeah. Lots of water. We can, you know, it's fruit juices, vegetable juices, herbal teas, smoothies, even smooth type of soups, you know, like tomato soup, and even broth. That's a liquid fast. No solid food, period. Yeah. And then there's what you call a complete fast. How about that? Yeah, a complete fast. No food, no water. No food, no water. Moses went on a fast like that for 40 days. Jesus went on a fast like that for 40 days. Yeah. And then I'm going to throw this in because of the social media age that we live in. The fast from social media. A fast from even spending money. Yeah. A fast from television, from Netflix, from various other streaming systems. But we begin to pick up our Bible instead of our electronic devices. Instead of turning to alcohol, or instead of turning to drugs, instead of turning to whatever it is that we lean upon, and all of us have crutches. In this case, we're fasting from social media. We're fasting perhaps from spending money, excessive money. So what we do is we just zone out on those things, but we don't zone out from God. We don't zone out from God. This fast brings us back to focus on God. I want to just say something. In the other dimension, in this dimension of fasting, abstinence, from natural food, it's not about a weight loss. There is a diet that we can go on. There is a weight loss program that we can go on. This may be a side benefit of fasting, but this particular fast in this dimension, it's not about losing weight. It's not about making you sick. It's about attaching closer to God. It's about being able to pray and talk to God and get in a mode where even though it seems slow, I am really on the path to urgency to get some prayers answered. Yeah. Yes, my beloved. Wow, I really feel good about this. During the fast, try to avoid drugs. Of course, talk with your doctor. Please do that. Even during the fast, sometimes we have to avoid even the herbal, you know, drugs, the homeopathic remedies. This is temporary. This is not permanent. But always check with your doctor. You know, we fast before we go through different types of medical exams as well, or take lab work at our medical facility. Fast, and it's for a reason. Also, during the fast, let your exercise be moderate. We're talking about another dimension, a dimension that has a time frame on it, a dimension that has a space. We can pinpoint it. The fasting, my beloved, it will humble us. It will bring us to repentance, reviewing things that we may have done or said and we need to repent of. Closer to seeking God. You'll get breakthroughs in His presence, my beloved. In this other dimension, you'll get breakthroughs in His presence. It'll build our spiritual muscles. You'll be changed for the better. I love you so much, and I appreciate you being with me on this podcast. Fasting, many are called, but few are chosen. It's a time to be empowered, to be reset, because God chose you for the depths of His kingdom. I love you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful life.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.